Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, tonight we nerd out on trends, formers that is. So grab your snacks, kit back, and think about that time Shia LaBeouf helped save the world with Artemis Prime, or when Marky Mark did something in a movie once. Join us as we laugh, cry, and pee just a little, nerding out on Transformers, because it's time for Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by four robots not in disguise. That's how you guys do a fucking intro.
I love how Ron never gets to hear you.
I got something for you. Check this out. This will take everybody back, dude. You ready? Ready for this? Transformers. Dun, more than meets the eye. Dun, dun, dun. Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Transformers. Dun. Right? You remember the old show, the old cartoon?
Yes.
That might have been before your guys' time. That was my shit because that was out when I was like 5 years old. I was the target market, and it worked.
Right.
All my toys was Transformers or GTFO, dude. I don't even want nothing else. I want Transformers. Every Christmas, I want a bike and some Transformers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, me, the Transformers of my generation was Saturday morning, and it was Transformers Beast Wars, I believe is what it was.
Yeah.
Which was also really cool. Oh, there he is.
Of course it started.
Yeah. Transformers!
And Ron's here.
Transformers!
More than meets the eye.
Transformers!
The old G1 movie. That was the G1 movie theme song by Stan the Fuck Bush, who is still awesome. And he wrote all the music that You Got the Touch. Dun 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 dun. Bow bow. Hell yeah.
Hold on,
Ryan must be your older brother because he knows all this old stuff.
No, Ron's actually,
a year younger to the day.
Yeah.
What? To the day? That's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as your mom was stitched up, they got to work, huh?
Literally, our mom was pregnant for 2 years.
Jeez,
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Like it was, it was intense, and it was so funny because like one of her jokes was always that like our dad's friends were like, we just thought she was fat for 2 years, you know, she was pregnant. They didn't know, you know.
No.
Yeah, that was one of her
making
jokes.
Babies.
Was like they had no idea she was pregnant. Michael.
Everybody's like, man, she's having a rough time dropping that baby weight, isn't she?
Like
no, I'm pregnant again.
Yeah.
I'm doing it all over again. I was not pregnant for a month and a half. I healed, and it was go time.
Go time?
Go time. I don't want to talk about your parents humping because that's gross.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to think about my parents humping. Nobody does.
Let's jump into the topic of the show, guys.
Transformers!
Like I was saying, my first real introduction to Transformers, which I've heard of them before this, stuff like that, but my first real introduction was the Saturday cartoon Transformers Beast Wars, or a.k.a. Beast Machines,
right.
I think. I found that out earlier today.
And then it was Beast Machines.
But yeah, I just thought they switched like animation styles because I saw how I remember it going from like the animation kind of switching up on it, you know.
So
you came in toward the end of Gen 1 Transformers because Beast Wars was when they started like trying to shake up the formula, I guess, with the animation and all that.
Right.
CGI.
Yeah, computer animation, which was, yeah.
Right. which was, man, I don't know if you've tried to watch Beast Wars lately. I watched about 15
episodes. It didn't hold
up well? I watched about 15 episodes the last couple of days, and there's some cringe there, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
It's not,
I haven't tried to watch it lately, but looking, like, thinking back of it, I could see that on some of it.
It's not terrible, but, like, displayed on sync. Matches the... there's a few characters that are just, like, Lacey came in last night, for example, and there was a Predacon, which is, like, their version of Decepticon, and its name was...
Hello? Am I still on?
First of all, that's one of the stupidest names of
right,
any.
Time out. You guys are breaking in and out because we didn't hear no names.
A lot.
At least
okay.
I did.
Yeah, I didn't hear
Wasp.
Nothing, dude.
Okay. Waspinator.
Waspin, okay.
I remember Waspinator.
Did you get it? That is one of the stupidest names of any Transformer I've ever heard. And then the voice of Waspinator, which was
it
like, hey, Waspinator! It was
is it one of
so
them supposed
bad.
To be like a? Is it supposed to be where it was like a? It's supposed to be like the first gay one or something? Or am I thinking of one of the other ones on there?
No,
he wasn't. It had nothing to do with
gender
or anything. It was just like over the top minion. Like okay, so you know how Starscream is famous for being like kind of like the Cobra.
Wasn't
kind of like the
basically Starscream? Didn't he fight with?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was like their
Starscream.
Version of Starscream.
Yeah, their version.
Right.
Yeah,
every character
had
was the same one as G1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Every character was the same as G1, just with a new name and a new, like, skin.
Because you had
like, Cheetor was
Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Rat Trap.
So that was kind
I don't
of
know why I remember that.
Yeah.
Rat Trap was a dick, but...
Yeah. And then you had the little raptor guy.
Dino. That was the... Yeah. Rhinox is the other one. And they get more, like, they add a few characters as it goes on and stuff, but you also had Megatron as a Tyrannosaurus, which was pretty sweet, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think my first... Because I was born in the 90s, Beast Wars was probably one of my first ever, like, introductions to Transformers, which is just so cringe because, which, now, I'm not going to say Gen 1 Transformers didn't have cringe, because it could be pretty bad.
Now.
If you go back and watch, like, the first season of Transformers Gen 1, There's some gold there. I'm just saying. But
well, I grew up on that because like I'm way older than you guys. I was born in 78. Right?
Oh yeah.
So
you were around
in
83
when that came out, I was like in kindergarten and that was the hottest shit there was.
You
were
oh, man.
The Batman, Batman movie ain't come out yet. Nobody's reading comic books. It's actually like the comic
right?
crash in the early 80s. If you remember like nobody's reading comic books.
Can you imagine
TV shows?
Can you imagine Shane's trap keeper in school? Like,
oh my god!
Oh, I do Transformers on it for sure.
Yeah,
man. I even had the one like, what you had to do was okay if you bought Transformers and you took a thing off the back of the box like a proven purchase, your UPC code.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Like a. I do for schools now. Like, you buy Kraft dinner and you eat some mac and cheese.
Right.
And you're like, well, here's a book for a school. And you sell like 10 of them or whatever the fuck the deal was. And you mailed it in.
Yep.
You got a special transformer. And it was the dumbest transformer. It was an ambulance. Who cares? You know? But I had that. I bought enough cheap transformers because all my parents could afford. Like, I never had Optimus Prime. I never had Megatron. I had those little $5 ones. You know what I'm saying? The little ones. They came in the little pouch.
Yeah. I mean, even now,
so
like if you go to Walmart or something, like Optimus Prime is like.
Oh, I bet. Well, the one thing I did like in the new movie, I haven't seen the whole thing. I watched, it's on Paramount Plus for free now. If anybody has Paramount Plus,
are you talking about Rise of the Beast?
Correct. I haven't seen the whole thing yet, so don't spoil it for me. I've only seen like the first half hour.
It is.
And I had to do chores or something.
I've already watched it.
I think it's okay.
It's not the worst live action.
Well,
it's
yeah,
not the worst.
It went back to 1994, and all the Transformers were like the G1 style. Like, Optimus Prime looked like old-ass Optimus Prime.
Yep, he was
G1.
They just
fucked off G1. They were like, no, it's the hot new shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of what they were like, you know. But
I mean, look at Bumblebee.
It's just the old design. Yeah.
We didn't get Gen 1 Bumblebee for years.
Yeah.
I will say it was disappointing.
Well, in the first
the
one,
film.
Jimmy started out as a bug, and then he became Camaro. Like, what's his face, first found him, he was a bug, and he got like $500.
And then he was going to the freeway.
They were going through that tunnel in the freeway, and he scanned the Camaro and became a Camaro to be faster.
Yeah, because Megan Fox says,
well, listen, that was
the
biggest problem that I had.
That
was the biggest problem that I had because I've always been a big Volkswagen Bug fan, like I always have been.
Oh, sure.
And so when Bumblebee was a Transformer, I was like, yes, you know, this is great. And then when we had the live action movie, it turns into a Camaro. I'm like, his name is Bumblebee.
In like five minutes, they're like, no, we're not doing any of that.
We're not going to have that.
We can do a whole show on Michael Bay.
Design-wise, I can understand. I sometimes get mad about it. Plot-wise, though, I am 100% okay with Michael Bay making some changes because, like, I used to be mad about it because of, like, nostalgia. But now that I go back and watch the cartoons, I'm like, this would have been boring as shit.
That's the only way to hold up, too. You know, you're making for a new audience entirely. You can't be doing, get over it. You know what I mean? As 20 years later.
It took me a little bit, and then I'm...
I like the nostalgia aesthetic of Beast Wars, the new movie. That doesn't even have anything to do with Beast Wars, unfortunately. It's what I'm told by Ryan.
That's my one biggest complaint, or if I call it a complaint, is that there is no plot at all from the film Beast Wars in this movie. They literally took characters from Beast Wars. From one side, even.
Unicron.
There's no villain.
Basically what they did was
they took the 1986 movie of Gen 1 with Unicron, and they mixed it with characters from Beast Wars.
That's literally what they did. The best of all the movies, of all of them, of all the live action, everything, the original Gen 1. I even watched it like 3 months ago, just for shits and gigs. I own that shit.
I watched it two days ago.
Once or twice a year, I'll watch that movie. It's like Dark Knight, It's like always good.
I have my beef with
stoned?
It, but...
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, I'm a... Okay, like... I know we're going to get into, like, who our favorite Transformer is later, but, like, I'll go ahead. My favorite Transformer was always Hot Rod. You know, he's like the young buck coming up. He's the star of the film. And I was always kind of like butthurt that, like, if you go in the store or if you see it online, which I understand that Optimus Prime is the main Transformer. That's just the way it is. He's gold.
Yeah.
But, like, they've got all this promotional material for the Gen 1 movie with Optimus on the cover holding the Matrix of Leadership. And I'm like, he died in the first 20 minutes. Like, this was Hot Rod's movie.
It was.
So, like,
it was, absolutely.
I was always
was so
a little jaded
magic.
About that.
There's so much, well, you know, I did lie. I did actually, I mean, years after, and the movie came out, and then I had the Hot Rod, the original Hot Rod toy. Not Hot Rod,
oh
I
my
mean,
God.
Rod was Prime. No, I had
Rod, yeah,
Rod Prime. So he had the back on it, like Optimus Prime. Mm. It was the transformed Hot Rod, where he was Rodimus Prime now, because he sucked up the fucking... The thing at the Matrix of Power and just became
yep.
awesome. And then they flew out of Unicron's
so
butt.
Cool.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That movie was
yep.
so dumb. Because the original G1 Transformers cartoon, if you've never seen it, treat yourself. Treat
oh, yeah.
yourself to great 80s. It's
Shane, I got a question for you because you were around during this time. Which came out first, GoBots or Transformers?
GoBots.
GoBots.
Really?
I know
Transformers basically like a rip-off of GoBots then?
Correct.
I wouldn't say rip-off.
Well, what happened, I think the order is this. The GoBot toys came out first, and then the Transformers toys, and then the Transformers cartoon, and then the GoBots cartoon. So, yeah,
right.
Transformers totally ripped off
Transformers
GoBots.
Was more popular than GoBots then. So they just took off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, even back in the day, the GoBots were like the Kmart of Transformers. Like, you know, GoBots is a poor kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that shit was on at, like,
right.
8 a.m. Before you even got for school, that shit was on at, like, 6 a.m. Seriously, like, when nobody would watch it. And then, like, Transformers were on at, like, 3 p.m. right when you got home from school. It was
right
shit.
After you get home.
Mm-hmm. You run over.
And I mean, plus, you know,
a minute.
Like, you've got these characters, too, in Transformers that are so iconic. Like,
sure.
I can look back at GoBots, and there's a few that I remember, but, like, nothing that's just like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Somebody
just Ryan's also still at work, everybody.
So, oh, okay.
He's doing two things at once. But anyway,
well, we'll take this one.
No, well, but
to
answer your question, GoBots.
Just keep pulling 20.
Wait, what?
Came out first.
Thing until you get the sign.
GoBots.
So it was.
GoBots. GoBots came out first, but I think the Transformers cartoon came out before the GoBots one. I might be wrong on that. I know for a fact that GoBots were created before Transformers. Because what happened was he's back.
I had a
What's
point,
on?
But I can't. I'm trying to remember.
Sorry, dude. I didn't know you were back.
No, you're good.
You can't remember
he
GoBots.
He don't remember. Oh, yeah. I was saying, you know, like, I can remember back in GoBots and stuff, but, like, I can't remember, like, any that were, like, memorable.
Like
but, like,
standout,
you know,
right?
I don't, you know, you had characters in Transformers like Optimus with these catchphrases that would literally make you stand up and go to war as a child in your living room. And, I mean.
Yeah. And you know, I got to do a shout-out to G1 voice acting.
Oh, yeah.
All the voice.
Peter Cullen is my
Megatron,
hero.
Oh, my God. Like, everybody's voice was just perfect. Like, it drew you in. Because I do look at it now, I'm like, this is really crappy animation. Like, they didn't really, like, but they hired the right actors for every role. Every major role was awesome.
I like
you know,
to imagine
and then the
they
Dinobots
went in the room.
Happened.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we'll get to Grimlock, but
yeah.
I like to think that they walked into a room with Peter Cullen and they're like, okay, we need you to be the most badass hero robot that has ever been in existence. And he was just like, okay.
Okay. Then, I'll do that.
Because, like, this. Optimus oozes, like, just machismo
pure
and,
American
like.
Pure American badass. Pure American badass.
Right.
Dude, I got a story
like,
for you guys. Twice. Not once, but twice for the presidential election, I wrote in Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
I voted for Optimus Prime twice.
You know, there was like I was actually looking it up because they said I think Kanye West ran.
Yeah,
just briefly. I know this hasn't got anything to do with it, but like, you know, like in our hometown, like 3,000 of our people voted for Kanye West. I was so mortified.
Really?
When I said, I was like, "What's wrong with you people?"
Now he's not even Kanye.
Of course, I would have wrote in like Kermit.
I was trying to get this right. You're Claire on the ballot, so.
I'd vote in Optimus Prime. And if you think I'm kidding, we're a few years away. We're a few years away from AI taking over anyway. So if they get an AI robot, you bet your sweet ass I'd go to war for Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
All he's got to do is get up there and be like, "We as a species have come together. Raise your arms, brothers, and I'm going to war, motherfucker."
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of war,
raise your arms, brothers. It's time to roll out.
How does Transformers fit in with G.I. Joe?
Oh, no.
That's Titan Day. That's a different episode. That's a whole other episode. Well, wait. No, I got a good point.
Wait.
Here comes a good one. Fucking, before I forget, darn it, here it goes. Okay, wait. For girls, that's like G.I. Joe and Transformers is like Barbie and Beanie Babies. It's apples and oranges. Both were dope.
I don't know. Lacey was stealing my Transformers.
Yeah. let's get real here. I owned one Barbie, and it was riding around with my Ninja Turtles friend. Like,
Let me guess, your Barbie was renamed April O'Neil and it was part of the Turtles.
It was. It was a redheaded doll. Like, that's the only reason I got it.
No, it wasn't. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You used a Barbie for April O'Neil?
I did. My sister collected Barbie dolls, and like she was like pristine with them. You know, that's my brother. Like, she had all these different ones, all the different sets or whatever. I hated Barbie, but I had my Ninja Turtles. I even had a Splinter, okay? Yes. But I didn't have an April O'Neil, and I literally stole my sister's redheaded Barbie to be April O'Neil. And I even found, like, she had like all of her dolls had like 1,000 outfits apiece. I just found a yellow outfit to put her in. Like, I'm not even kidding you.
Sweet beans.
Like, and of course, I had the Ninja Turtles and the Ninja Turtle van.
I had an interesting bit of trivia about Peter Cullen while we were still talking about voice actors.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and take a stab. I told Lacey this the other day, and I think I told Dakota on the other podcast, like, do you know who else Peter Cullen does the voice for besides Optimus Prime?
Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Yeah, Eeyore from Winnie
really?
The Pooh
yeah.
is
yeah.
Optimus Prime.
Really?
So,
he is literally just the depressed version of Optimus.
Now you can't unhear that.
Yeah, because now it's like, the Decepticons destroyed my house again.
even a few things before Transformers, I think he was like a big deal.
Oh, Peter Cullen,
like,
he's not even just Optimus in Transformers. He does other side characters too, but I mean, he's such a powerful Optimus. You know, like Ron Perlman does the voice of Optimus Primal in the film, which I was okay with it, but I was a little sad because I was like, I still want Peter Cullen. And, you know, he can't do Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal at the same time.
No.
But I was kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then you got,
Peter
Bumblebee,
Cullen
who didn't
like
even get a damn
years
voice.
Old.
Oh, yeah.
How's
he's getting up
still
there.
Acting? Yeah, he's getting way up
there.
Well,
see, the thing is, even if he passes away now, they've probably got his voice to where they could make him be Optimus forever.
Yep.
Like that.
Ooh.
They have all his catchphrases.
That baffles me. You know.
Do you guys
we've got to a point now. Yeah, occasionally.
Did you ever see the one where Chef was like part of the Super Adventure team and he died?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what they did,
on
what
the
they,
bridge,
okay,
right?
So here's a. I don't mean to get off the topic again.
No, you're good.
But in South Park, basically what happened was a chef who's voiced by the singer. What's his name? Anyway, in real life, he turned to Scientology and got really weird and shitty about doing the show.
Oh, no.
So they had to write the character out. What they did for his final episode, he didn't even act in it. They took audio from, like, 10 seasons of him and chopped it all together. And the point was he had gone crazy.
Is it very noticeable?
Yeah, he made the whole episode. Oh, well, it's very noticeable. That's part of the gag.
Is it Isaac Hayes that does his voice?
Hmm? What did you say?
I don't know.
Is it Isaac Hayes that does his voice? Because I know Isaac Hayes sings the song that he does.
Isaac Hayes turned to Scientology, and not long after he passed away from a heart attack too. After he was off South Park, he died like a year later.
Put my salty balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of Transformers thing.
So Transformers.
Womp, 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 womp. Put my chocolate salty balls in your mouth.
Roll out. Do you watch Robot Chicken?
So I have a Q&A question if y'all would like to just to compete to see who knows.
Let's do it. Let's hustle.
Let's do this. I'm going to lose, but I'm in.
All right, dude.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah,
we'll start out with some easy ones.
Yeah.
And, of course, this quiz comes from Sporkle.
Sporkle?
It's a website. So here we go.
Quit making love to the mic, Dakota. Get your dick off the mic.
It ain't me, bro.
It's
ain't me, bro.
Okay.
I don't even have a mic
show.
Up here, man.
Which is Soundwave cassette? Which of Soundwave's cassette transformed into a panther?
Can I answer it? Or?
Yeah,
Ravage.
Yeah, that's right.
Ravage is great.
Okay, so who is the police car in the Michael Bay movies?
Who's the police car?
Wait. He's a Decepticon. His name is.
Starts with a B.
Barricade.
Yeah, it's Barricade.
Woo! Oh shit, got it.
I don't think he was he wasn't a Gen 1.
No, he
character.
Wasn't. He was actually created for the Michael Bay movies, I believe.
Yeah.
Who is the main antagonist of the Dark of Moon movie?
Dark of the Moon.
Yep.
That'd be Sentinel Prime.
Yep.
Which I don't believe Sentinel Prime was in the TV show either.
No,
did they show any other?
So.
Did they show any other primes besides like Rodimus and Optimus?
Not in the cartoon. No.
They may have in the newer, but not the Gen 1. I don't think.
Well, in Gen 1, the comic books get into it.
Right.
Who was the first Autobot to die in Transformers Prime?
Oh, I haven't watched that one yet. Is it Ratchet?
I don't know.
It's Cliffjumper.
Oh, poor little bastard.
who had the Matrix before Optimus Prime?
Okay, is in which continuity? Is it like movies with Michael Bay or like the cartoon?
I guess it's cartoon.
In cartoon, I guess it would have been
I don't remember. I don't think
Well, it was Optimus. Then it was Ultra Magnus.
It's either Megatron, Ultra Magnus, Alpha Trion, or Fortress Maximus.
Is it Fortress?
Alpha Trion, you're right, Shane.
I know it's not Ultra Magnus because he gets it before Rodimus.
Shane was right, it's Alpha Trion.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what are the three Autobots that are Wreckers in Transformers Prime?
Wreckers. Mudflap.
See, I never watched Transformers Prime. I don't know. I never watched Prime.
Yeah. Is it Wheeljack?
Wheeljack is one of them.
Woo!
Two more.
Well, shit. Mirage?
Nope.
Is RC considered one of them?
It's Ultra Magnus and Bulkhead.
See, I don't even know who Bulk is. You know, when they went back, there's a lot of Gen 1 Transformers, like toys and even in comics, that never made it to the actual show.
Okay, here's one. What is the name of the Transformer that was originally a Decepticon but changed size?
Oh.
Skyfire.
Yep. Skyfire.
And then Jetfire also did the same thing in the Michael Bay film.
Jetfire.
Yep. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
I went to go to Skyfire, and they had to change it to Skyfire or Jetfire. It was one of the ones
Jetfire,
first, and then they had to change it. Yeah.
They didn't do him right in the movie anyway. He was an old bastard coughing up parts and shit.
I know. It was a mess.
I kind
of
liked
it. Revenge of the Fallen was the worst of the live action.
Here's the comic. Question from the comic. Who wrote the More Than Meets the Eye comic?
God, I have no idea.
No clue. No idea.
And the choices are James Huntley, James Robert, John Barber, or Sean Lee.
Sean Lee.
No.
Damn it.
No, I have no idea. I really don't.
One of the James.
Guess.
It
it's
is
one,
one of the
James.
One
of the
James.
James.
It's James,
James
Robert.
Lee. Ah, shit.
That's not a choice.
What year did Transformers Victory come out?
Is that a comic book? I have no idea.
Victory 19.
So that's that's only a few years after the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the Transformers Armada?
No, I want to watch that next. No, after I've watched Gen 1 again. Armada is like that's the Unicron trilogy, isn't it? Armada and then Energon, and then there's one more after Energon.
Okay, here's one.
I gotta sign off, you guys.
Go ahead.
I gotta go.
Oh,
I'm glad you guys found me on the show. It was excellent.
Oh,
have a good rest of the show.
Thank you for
coming.
All right,
man. We'll revisit this again probably one day.
Oh,
there's
definitely
so many things we can talk about. Transformers.
Right on.
Thanks,
you guys.
Man.
Bye.
Stay beautiful. And he's gone. All right, everybody.
Dakota, are you there?
Are you still there, Dakota?
I'm on. Well, I'm here.
All right. We still got
to
go.
I just had nothing
to
add to any of that because I don't know a lot about Transformers, so my bad.
Well, you're going to learn today, boy.
Okay, tell us what you researched on this.
Yeah. Okay, what's some trivia that you know about Transformers?
Knowledge.
This is just what I researched.
So, okay, there we go.
Don't worry, I've got a segue.
All right, who do you guys think is the weakest Transformer?
Of what? Like Autobot, Decepticon?
In general, all time, the weakest Transformer.
The weakest Transformer of all time probably be... Oh, man.
What's the little... Cart one.
See, I don't know if those are considered part of that or not because of Michael Bay, but the little blue one that humps Megan Fox's leg, he can't be too strong. I'm just saying.
It says it's Wheeljack. I'm not sure which one that one is.
Wheeljack. Oh, so this is actual truth. I thought you were asking our opinion.
No, trivia. I'm guessing Wheeljack is considered one of the weaker Transformers.
It says he's the weakest,
I don't know about,
and the most deadliest is Unicron. I think I pronounced that right.
Yeah, Unicron eats the entire planet. So.
Yeah.
Although I would say Megatron's pretty deadly. And so,
Megatron's pretty deadly.
Mm-hmm. He's killed a bunch of Autobots. Cutest?
Yep.
Arcee.
I don't know.
She's like one of the only females.
So that's your answer.
This says it squeaks.
Squeaks?
Squeaks is
squeaks.
The cutest. Yep.
I was about to say, what was I supposed to say, Ironhide?
It's the little one. He's an audible.
All right. I do have a top eight, the strongest Transformers ranked top eight list. All right. Number eight.
Okay.
Shockwave.
Number eight.
Number eight
Shockwave
is Shockwave.
Shockwave's pretty tough. Even in the, like, film and cartoons and stuff, Shockwave's pretty tough. And he's always got Megatron's back, too, because Starscream's a piece of shit, and he's always trying to take over the Decepticons. But Shockwave, he's always – I mean, I'm not 100% sure, you know, so if there's somebody out there that's listening that's like, that son of a bitch doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, I don't remember Shockwave ever being a piece of shit. So, yeah, I'd say he's pretty up there.
All right. Well, number seven is Grimlock.
Yeah, Grimlock's just a beast. He's the biggest of the Dinobots.
Yeah.
He's funny, too, because he speaks, like, broken English. Like, he's like, me, Grimlock, angry all time. So he kind of reminds me of, like, a robot version of the Hulk, like the Incredible Hulk. But, yeah, he's constantly, just, like, stomping and killing. And I was a little disappointed with the live-action films because Michael Bay just kind of threw the Dinobots in there, and they don't really speak or do anything. But other than that, I mean, he does kill a lot of Decepticons. So, I mean, yeah, okay. I can see that.
Number six is Megatron.
I mean, what are we going to say about the OG man? I mean, he's the leader of a group of rebels terrorists. So, I mean, you know, he's got to be tough. He helps kill Optimus Prime not only in the cartoons but also the live-action films. So, I mean, he's a constant threat. Yeah, he deserves to be on there somewhere.
All right, number five, Omega Supreme.
I don't know that one, but I'll go with it. If your name is Omega Supreme,
you sound hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like a bad, you know. Is he an Autobot or a Decepticon?
It doesn't say. It's just the strongest Transformers ranked list, and this has 8-1.
I guess if you're Omega Supreme, you can be whatever you want to be.
He's a huge type.
Yeah, I want to say he can go both sides. he's a Transformer on both sides.
He's a Transformer. Autobot,
yeah,
there we go. Okay.
Generation 1 chambered on that.
Number 4 is Tripecticon. T-R-Y-P-T-I-C-O-N. Tripecticon.
I'll take your word for it. There's a lot of Autobots and stuff from the older days.
I'm going to say he tries and
Tripecticon.
That's the same word. Okay. Who's number three?
Metroplex.
Metropolis? I haven't heard of that one either. Well, there's only two spots left, and I'm pretty sure Optimus is one of them.
Yeah, he's number two, and then Unicron's number one.
That's a big gap, though. I mean, like I said, I would die for Optimus Prime, even as a fictional character. But, like, Optimus has been killed by characters like Megatron and stuff, whereas Unicron eats planets. So you're going to tell me there's no Transformers between Optimus and Megatron, or Optimus and Unicron?
That's like a good point. That's a good point.
it's cool how, like, the list, your top 10, well, top 8 list of the strongest, there's a lot of Autobots on it, so it is from G1.
Well, typically, the Decepticons, most of them, even though there were in, like, Gen 1 and Gen 2 and all that, there were Decepticons that had names and roles. A lot of the Decepticons were, like, fodder to get killed.
Okay.
So, like, they're, you know, you didn't see as many. That's also a reason why the first movie was so controversial, is because in the first film, they just started killing Autobots left and right. And in the show, typically, you didn't lose Autobots, you know. That Triptychron is a Godzilla Decepticon. I'm now very moist and wet. I'm going to have to go back to Gen 1 and check that out.
He has three modes consisting of his Godzilla-like robot mode, a city, and a mobile battle station.
He turns into a city?
Yeah.
Imagine living in a house and it just turned it into a fucking Godzilla dinosaur. Like, whoa!
Though a ruthless killer who enjoyed his battles well, he doubts whether his allegiance to the Decepticon is indeed right.
I'm a ruthless killer, but I may not be that bad.
Oh, man.
So from personal experience, you know, not, which I know y'all both said you have kind of varying degrees of how you know Transformers. What, like, there is like a small handful of like really light Transformers, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it makes it a bit easier to pick like a favorite. So if we had to do like, who's your favorite Autobot, would y'all be able to pick one? Lacey,
oh, yeah.
We know who yours is. Because you like Volkswagens.
I was going to say
Bumblebee, too.
Well, Bumblebee's my favorite, not just because of that, too. He's also, like, the youngest, and so he's, like, really...
Well, not always, but...
But he's very, like, outspoken, and he's always in
trouble. Is he now, considering he can't even talk in Michael Bay's version?
Okay, once he does talk, and then you're like, no wonder they cut his vocal cords. But like,
that was a very odd decision on Michael Bay's part. I get that it was to build
suspense.
Well, also to build the character relationship between him and Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Not having an actual voice. But it's like this new film that came out, Mirage is an Autobot that has full talking capability and is the new like bud human sidekick. And I'm thinking, it worked fine. Was there really a reason to take away Bumblebee's voice after all?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, saying that, you've seen the new movie.
Is this a new thing, or I just don't remember seeing it in any of the cartoons I've seen, but, like, can they, transform themselves around the humans? Like,
yes,
you know,
they've always
like,
been able to do that.
Like, to make, like, a suit and all that? Okay.
Oh, well, no, well, you're, okay, I thought you meant, like, when they're transforming from robot form to... This is the first time I've seen in the live action where they can do that. But, like, even in the Gen 1 movie, there's a part where they take parts of the Autobots and they make, like, a battle suit for the human character.
Right.
I'm not sure how often that happens. It's never happened in the live action until now. But, that's how they kind of segued into That's kind of how they segued into the G.I. Joe thing was by using the Transformer technology that can make weapons for the Joes. But which I'm not I have my own thoughts. I really don't know if I'm gonna like that. But basically this movie rebooted not rebooted 100% Transformers, but it's going back to like the roots. Like, it's still acknowledging that the other movies exist, but I think that they're... Because you do know this movie's a prequel, right?
Yeah.
It comes before Shia LaBeouf and the other Transformers. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to focus on that and not go back to the Last Night garbage and stuff that came out a few years ago. Because they were kind of getting out of control with the plot. Like, I think Unicron was Earth in the last movie, which made zero sense at all. And, like, the very first thing they did in this movie was establish that Unicron was not Earth, but, in fact, a planet that could disguise itself as Earth. So I think they're like, you know what? We kind of screwed up the lore here. Let's backtrack. And I guess the gimmick was just to throw the Maximals in there to kind of get people to come to the theater because, you know, even though they didn't really have anything to do with the plot from the actual show Beast Wars, it was nice to see Optimus Primal and Cheetor and some of the other characters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you still had your core Optimus, Bumblebee, and that's like I was telling Lacey one time, is my biggest problem with the films of Transformers is that they introduce Autobots in every film, and then whether they live or they die, they're just not in the sequels.
Yeah.
And they don't even bother to explain, because you know how aggravating that's got to be if you're a kid that grew up with Transformers and it's like, oh, look, Mudflap's in the film. He's my favorite Transformer. Yeah. And then in the next movie, they never mention Mudflap again.
And see, that's what I was about to say. Mudflap was actually one of my favorite ones in the live action, and then he just kind of disappeared, so I didn't really get to develop a character-based favoritism. You know?
But, yeah, Michael Bay was just terrible about, like, yeah, we've got all these Autobots that we can use in Decepticons, and then even if they survived the film, they just threw some more in the next movie and didn't tell us what happened to the other guys. That really always bothered me. So, like, in this movie, you've got Arcee, which is one of the main original Generation 1 Transformers. It was the female bike. And they just never explain if she ever dies or whatever. She's just randomly there and then gone, and I guess. I don't know if she's on recon or taking a vacation. But it's like, you know, Michael Bay makes enough money with these movies, in my opinion, that he can at least put, like, a sentence or two in there, like, they're off on another world or something. I mean, come on! I don't know. Maybe that's me being too critical because I'm a fan, but it's just, you know, the little things. But anyway, Dakota, to get back to what I just rambled on like a toilet past, who is your favorite Transformer?
Well, I'm going to go with Bumblebee. It's not because I like yellow bugs or anything, but it's really the only one I know more about, I guess.
He's
right.
Funny.
Right.
He's comic relief a lot, so.
I mean, he got his own standalone movie, so that's cool.
That is true. I'm going to have to say, and I know it's very cliche.
It's Optimus Prime.
How can it not be Optimus Prime? Okay, so, which I do like Rodimus Prime, which is Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Which like that's a very hot take, because apparently the internet's very divided, because if you watch the original film, he's the reason Optimus dies in the first place. So a lot of older fans that, like, kissed the ground Optimus walked on was like, who's this little shit that got in the way and got my guy killed?
Yeah.
Why is he the main character now? Which I think that even carried over into the show, because after the film, Optimus stayed dead for a little while.
Yeah.
He didn't immediately come back. So Rodimus Prime, which is Hot Rod after he becomes the Prime, he was the main Autobot for a while, and I think that's probably the reason why they eventually brought Optimus back was that controversy. But you know, Judd Nelson did the voice of Hot Rod. He was pink, and he was pink, yellow, and red. He was just a really cool Autobot. So he was my favorite. He still kind of is my favorite from the cartoon, but I would be a bigoted liar if I didn't say that Optimus Prime wasn't the most badass robot on this universe. I mean, he oozes. Like, the guy stands in front of a bunch of people and he's just like, says two words, and they're like, I'll go to war and die for this man. Like, I can't think of actual real human people that I might go and die for over a fictional robot that turns into a truck. Like, that's pretty bad, ain't it? And the one-liners, man.
The one-liners.
It's you and me, Megatron. One shall rise, one shall fall. It's like, who came up with these lines? Like, he's such a, oh, my God. Like, I want to go get a gun right now and become an Autobot. I don't know.
Well, this is too much nerd talking. We have finally reached Ron's nerding.
There are other things.
I'm going to throw a theory out there. We got about 8 minutes left. I'm going to throw a theory out there. You ready for this? It's far-fetched.
What's a theory? Lay it on me.
Disney's The Cars is just the future after, you know, the Transformers take over.
Stop. Okay, so that just means Lightning McQueen is the most boring Autobot of all time.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, no, okay.
Here's
a theory I would believe. Transformers would be like the films for that Cars people watch as their Marvel superheroes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can go for that.
That's one I believe. Have you also heard the theory that, like, cars and planes is what the world would look like after WALL-E? After so many thousands of years? After all the people are gone, that's what happens to the planet? Don't know if I put much stock into that, but I love these conspiracy theories.
That's next week's episode, guys, right there. Disney, or not just Disney, but just, like, the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories of them.
Oh, my God.
So many,
we're gonna
that is too broad. We need to lower.
It'll be episode one. I keep telling you people we're going to have to come back and do multiple episodes.
Yeah, but it's too broad. Like, what do you mean, like, conspiracies? Yeah. Like, we need, like, a conspiracy of a
conspiracies of blank. Yeah.
Like, okay, there's Pixel. There's, I mean, there's so many different. How they're all connected, the Toy Story and all them. We'll figure it out.
Let's do aliens.
Alien
conspiracy theories. Well, I mean, they just told us they were real like 3 days ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're up there watching us, listening to our podcast right now anyway. So, I mean, there's more aliens up there listening to us than freaking, what was it, Finland, Denmark.
I know aliens are real. I grew up in Arizona.
Touch by a big boy alien, and I'm going to let you know about it.
Did you get touched by a big boy alien every day?
Oh, hush.
No, we're talking about the little green guys. The ones up there doing anal probes saying it's for science and then smiling when they shove it up your ass.
Well, I didn't ask them what color anything going up their asses was.
I can just see me strapped to a table and I'm like, why are you doing this? And they're like, it's for science. And then shoving it up in there.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the movie? It came out years ago. I think it was called, like, Cowboys versus Aliens or some shit.
It is one of the most ridiculous cowboy and alien films, I think. You know, I would say it's probably the most ridiculous cowboy and alien film that I've ever seen.
The only one?
Yes, it is.
The only one,
But
I would hope it's the only one. But
like, aliens legit terrify me, and it's so sad not to get too serious here right at the end.
Yeah.
But is it not sad that our country's in so much turmoil at the moment that the government literally comes out and was like, yeah, we're pretty sure aliens exist, and all of America is just like, oh, well, anyway, I still don't get paid enough to go get groceries at the store, and I'd like a raise, and I can't afford to feed my family. And it's like, no, they just told you aliens exist, and they're like, yeah, I heard them. I still have a mortgage to deal with. Like, we don't care.
Right. Aliens are here to enslave us. That's cool. They can pick up my bills.
Cool and all.
Where's my flying car?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. What if you're flying around in these cars and you just, like, run out of gas or run out of electric or whatever the fuck they run on? You're dropping, right?
Well, as long as we're doing conspiracy theories, I would think – cars would run on, like, God, what's a good fuel?
Hopes and dreams?
Hopes and dreams? Water. No.
Water.
Methane.
Man, they got these cars that run on water, man. All right, name this show.
Let's get back in the 70s show.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Sucks to be in prison.
Sucks to be in prison. Anyway.
We got about 3 minutes left, guys. Oh, man.
Well, this was fun. You know, like, the greatest thing about all these topics and stuff that we've done on the shows is that, you know, we're never really done talking about it. That's always why I'm like, if me or Lacey or Dakota later thinks about something else, I'm just like, or Shane, you know, or Yoder, if he ever calls in, you know, we just add it to the list for, like, Transformers Episode 2. So, I mean, like, you know, there's always plenty of things to talk about. Like we're going to have another Ninja Turtle one after this film, probably.
Oh, my God. What's up with these Ninja Turtles having braces? They have braces.
Well, what's up with them having a higher critic score than the original 1990s film? I'm really upset about that.
Is it just because it's woke and it's like the woke movement going down still?
I think you've already answered your question.
Yeah.
If you have to ask if it's woke, it's woke. Right.
Well, it's a Velma situation we got going on here.
Yeah.
It's about that bad.
Just look at the artwork that's into this new movie compared to the other artwork for the other cartoons. It's just I had one of my friends, little boys, they call me Aunt Lacey. They went and seen it, and even they told me that it wasn't worth it. Because, I mean, they were raised up with me, you know. They watched all the original stuff and they were hyped up, and then when they went to watch it, it was nothing like what they were used to. Now, if it was kids that have never seen it before and they go, I think that they'll like it, you know.
See, to me, the animation's not even really the biggest thing. It's that
the voices and the changing of the
they seem to be pushing the turtles younger and younger every time. They're teenage mutant ninja turtles. This movie, they feel like crotch goblin ninja turtles, like
now,
the ones that come up and ask if you got games on your phone.
Do you think a baby turtle show will make it? Because they have baby Looney Tunes. They got like your baby Disney
characters.
Yeah, I'd watch
that.
You think a baby
but
turtle
they would
show
have to be
it?
A diaper. Too.
I mean, yeah. It might if they set it up
right. I'd watch a baby Transformer show. Optimus Prime is like a little punk. As like a little Tonka toy car. I'd watch that too. We have to save the yard from the pups. And then like a bunch of dogs run out and shit. I'd watch that in a heartbeat.
Some,
you got the
some, like,
power!
Hot Wheels
appear,
little Hot Wheels come up.
Babies. Transformers. Babies.
He's down the rabbit hole.
We got 90 seconds. A little British lady just yelled at me.
Transformer right. Baby.
Well, you know what to do.
Transformer baby.
Transformer babies. Damn it, that's gonna be stuck in my head now.
Oh man.
If, for some reason I'm picturing the Muppet Babies theme, but with Transformers.
Yeah. That's so cute in my mind.
There's more than meets the eye in my diaper.
This has been another great
one
episode.
One shall shit, one shall crawl.
Come on, man. The only thing I got left to say is remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the
world
needs
roasting.
You did it!
I did what?
He actually said the right words this time.
Oh, shit, I didn't even try to make the joke. Damn it!
Bye, everybody.
Transformers.
Babies.